This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The financial burdens of dealing with COVID-19 will put pressure on the budgets of cities and towns. After the long economic expansion, some municipalities will have set aside rainy day funds. I said some, not all. Here's Marketplace's Marielle Segarra.
So here's the bad news. There are many ways city finances will be affected by this crisis. Consider airports. They're slowing down as airlines cut flights and people decide not to travel. Bill Glasgow at the Volcker Alliance says cities collect fees and sales taxes from airports. Also,
as people stay home, don't want to be in a crowded store, sales tax revenues are going to be affected.
And if people see their hours cut because they can't get to work, that'll mean less revenue for the cities that tax income. All of this could make it harder for cities to pay for the services that their residents need, especially now. But here's Justin Marlowe at the University of Washington with the good news.
Since the Great Recession, local governments have been deliberate about building their rainy day funds. They've adopted formal rainy day fund policies.
A recent report from Moody's looked at the 25 biggest cities in the U.S. and found that most of them have built up enough reserves to get through a recession as severe as the last one. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.